at the Rising Billions. Disrupting tradition.
Always be closing.
Gaining exponential wisdom from street smart strategies.
I dream the kind of dreams that other people said would not be possible.
Free your mind. Nothing happens till something moves.
I'm a big fan of going all in on your strengths.
Create your blue ocean. Innovation and collaboration with competition.
Do you want to sell sugar water for the rest of your life? Or do you want to come with me and change the world?
Creating uncontested market space.
I worry that people don't tap into their strengths.
Wealth creation and a new economy entrepreneur.
There is a very thin dividing line between success and failure.
Witnessing unprecedented technology.
You can fail at what you don't want, so you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Welcome to the Think Bold, Be Bold Show with Christopher Gumby and Alan Witch.
This podcast is part of the C-Suite Radio Network, turning the volume up on business.
Hi, it's Christopher Cumby with Think Bold, Be Bold, and I'm here with my co-host, Alan Witch, is in the house. What's going on?
I'm in the house having a great day, a little technical difficulty with some of the tools we use, but hey, what would a day be without a little challenge, right?
Well, you know,
what are you
adversity helps you grow. So somehow, you're going to take this and you're going to grow, Alan, and maybe this will just force something to happen, which we've been talking about anyway, and that's leveling up our equipment. The show is leveled up. We've done so many things in the last little while. And, you know, one of the inspirations from all of that and encouragement that we got was from a guy that we're going to talk to today, which, you know,
very
heart
much so.
Goes out, ton of respect. And, you know, the beauty is he gives a ton of respect back, and we really appreciate that because he's always encouraged us, he pushed us, and I'm excited to catch up with him because, just prior to going on air, he's got some amazing things happening, and he's taken a few minutes out, and we're going to have a, you know, relatively short show, but a really good show to help support the things that he's doing. So, Alan, let's bring him on.
I love our guest. You know, he's been a mentor to you and I. And, you know, we've always thought of ourselves as being mavericks, right? Well, he put a whole new twist meaning to that word and really has been a great mentor to you and I and to our company. And kind of why we adopted some of that terminology. And I'll tell you, he is truly a maverick, but he's even a bigger real estate maverick. And he's got some stuff going on right now nationwide that's absolutely spectacular. If you're in real estate, you're going to want to know, Greg. You're going to want to connect. So without further ado, Greg Haig, welcome back to Think Bold, Be Bold.
Hey, Alan, Chris, it is so good to be back. So good to see you right here from sunny Arizona. How are you guys doing today? And what kind things you said about me. I'm sure undeserved, but thank you and appreciate it. And I consider you guys to be my mentors as well. So how are you guys today?
We're doing great.
Really well.
We're doing great. We're glad you're on. You got a lot of things in the hopper, man. Tell us what's happened since last time we chatted.
Well, let's see. Last time we chatted, I think I was in the middle of the Stop Zillow movement where I'm trying to take the real estate profession and wake everybody up to the fact that Zillow is out there hurting buyers, hurting sellers, damaging our profession. And if we don't do something now, we're going to end up totally out of control. So I was out there on an awareness movement, doing a lot of speaking, doing a lot of writing, doing a lot of blogging, etc. And finally, it dawned on me, I mean, industry-wide support, but just complaining was going to get us nowhere. And so going back maybe 8-9 months ago, I started brainstorming with a lot of other people in real estate who've been around a long time, some really bright minds, and we came up with an idea. Didn't know if we could implement it technologically, but we came up with an idea to take back control of our profession and our industry, a super high-tech strategy, and that's what I've been working on for the last 7 to 8 months. And I'll be doggone if we didn't figure out how to do it. And right now we're in the midst of launching it. So that's what I'm doing, guys.
I'm amazed, but I'm not amazed because, you are someone that, truly The epitome of a maverick. Sorry, I had to get the right words out. The epitome of a maverick, and just taking things. And it's so funny, Greg, and you know, I'd love to get your perspective on this, but just taking that action, that one step, provided some clarity, and then you guys got an idea. So, without further ado, let's get into that idea. Mm-hmm. What's this all about? Yeah. Because you're in the midst of it, you're launching it. Is it something that, you know, you can talk about right now and really, you know, for us to help you get that message out there? That's what we'd love to do, but I'd love to hear what this idea is all about.
Absolutely. Of course, I can talk about it now. We couldn't for quite some time while we were putting it together, but we're rolling it out now. We had a launch party at my home about a month and a half ago. We had realtors in from all over the country, major band. It was a lot of fun. So bottom line is many, many years ago, Zillow right now is the leading home search website. Zillow came to our profession and said, hey, you guys are real estate people, we're tech people. And the two founders of Zillow were former Microsoft guys, Spencer Raskoff and Rich Barton. And they came to our, Zillow came to our industry and said, look, we will, if you continue to sell real estate, you continue to do a good job for your clients, and we will build a website to help you sell your homes. So the leaders in our profession at that time said, okay, and started giving Zillow our listings. No charge, just giving them all the listings that 1.3 million realtors listed all across the country. We started feeding those realtors to Zillow through what's known as an IDX feed. And basically when we put homes in MLS, they're fed up to Zillow. So that all was kind of nice for a year or two, but then we started seeing that Zillow really wasn't building a website to help us sell our homes, but rather it was building a website to use our listings to capture the buyers who used to come to us directly and then sell those buyers back to us.
Wow.
So, I mean, as you might guess, that didn't take real well. But then it got worse. Zillow started posting valuations next to our list prices. So, for example, Chris, if I listed your house, and let's say we listed your house at $750,000, we put it on Zillow. Zillow could well put one of its valuations, what it calls a Zestimate, it could put a value of $700,000 right next to your $750,000 list price. Now, number one, Zillow doesn't have a clue what your home's worth. They've never seen it. It's just an online algorithm. So you can't presume that this $700,000 value is accurate. Number two, how is that going to make you feel as a seller if the list price that you and I agree to, because we know the area, the neighborhood, that is contradicted by a valuation that every buyer who goes to Zillow is going to see? Essentially, it kills you. It kills your list price. In fact, I've often said in my talks, if I did it, if I listed your home at $750,000 and I ran out and ran an ad that said list price $750,000, but I believe it's only worth $700,000, the Department of Real Estate would come out and take my license off the wall and say, Greg, you're too stupid. You don't even deserve a hearing. So,
wow.
And yet we have let Zillow get away with that. So not only did they use our listings to capture our buyers that they then sell back to us, they then post valuations which hurt our sellers. And then the third thing is they post agents next to our listing. So I list your home, let's say Alan, I list your home, mm-hmm. put it in MLS, it appears on Zillow. Three other agents who have never seen your home are going to be posted next to it along with me, which means that a lot of buyers are going to talk to those agents. Uh-huh. They're going to call those agents instead of me. And not only have those agents never seen your home, they don't even know they're posted next to your home. They're just buying a zip code and they're in a rotation as new listings come
up.
They don't even know they're posted next to your home.
Wow.
So they get this call on your home and they say, oh, yeah, what? Can you give me that address? Kind of a thing. And I mean, Think about that. How good a job are they going to do at selling your home when they've never seen it and don't even know they're posted next to it? So,
wow.
So I talked a lot about those things over the time that I was pushing the Stop Zillow movement. And then, as I said, it occurred to me that we can complain all day long. But while we're complaining, Zillow's making money. Zillow's moving forward. And now Zillow has even launched an initiative to go after sellers. And that'll take us totally out of the equation. So I decided 7-8 months ago that we needed to do something as a profession. And here's what my view was. The number one way to take back control is to get our buyers back, to give buyers a reason, an incentive to connect directly with us instead of Zillow. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes total sense.
So what my thinking was is, would there be a way, what could we do? We don't want to just build another Zillow. That would be silly. What could we do as a profession that would cause buyers to come to us directly before they went to Zillow? And I had an idea. The idea was to come up with a technology that would allow buyers to do the thing they want most. Buyers want most to find their perfect home at the best price. Every buyer wants that. I want the perfect home at the best price. Well, we all know whether we're looking for cars or art or homes, the best way to find the best products at the best price is to be the first to know about them, the first to see them. And remember, every home is unique. So if you as a buyer, say you're looking, I think you guys, both of you, let's see, one of you lives in Florida. Chris, is that you?
That's me, sir.
Okay, so you live in Florida. Where do you live in Florida?
I'm on the panhandle between Destin and Panama City Beach.
So let's say right in your area there, that you start looking for a home, how would you like it if you, on your smartphone, right on your smartphone, you could get notified of every single listing that came available in the price range you're looking and in the area you're looking, and you could learn about those homes 2 to 3 days before they're on Zillow, before they're in MLS, before there's a yard sign, and before other buyers knew about them. You would get the first opportunity to go in, look at them, and either buy them or reject them before any other buyers, before anybody else knew about them. If you were serious about buying a home in your area, Chris, is that something that would appeal to you?
You know it. This is a hot area, and they go quick.
Yeah, and so that's what we figured out how to do. We figured out how buyers can download an app. They can download an app on their smartphone, and it's now available. They can download it for free. The name is Buyer Hunt, B-U-Y-E-R-H-U-N-T, Buyer Hunt. Buyers can download an app for free, put in the zip code they're looking, the price range from high to low they're looking, and simply close the app. And then every time a home that fits their preferences is listed in their area in that zip code, and they can choose more than one zip code if they want, and in the price range they're looking, every time one of those is listed, they on the screen of their app, they'll get a flash notification. A little one will appear next to the smartphone screen. They can open it up. They can open it up, and right there they can see a photo of the home, the price of the home, the address of the home, a description of the home, and they can even hear a 45-second audio from the agent who, by the way, just listed the home minutes before and is still in the home with the seller.
Wow. Incredible. But I want to go back to, and we're going to get into that because that is absolutely game changer. And any real estate people, and certainly we know a lot, and I know a lot in this area. Mm-hmm. So this will get out there, Greg, I promise you. But let's go back to Zillow. It sounds like they pulled a Trojan horse.
They did. Right? Total Trojan horse. That's exactly what it is. Great analogy. Trojan horse. And bottom line is it's even worse because now they're launching a program called Instant Offers, and they're bringing it into Phoenix. They know what I'm doing. I've had conversations with them. I won't go into any great depth. You can imagine what they might be. And bottom line is they're coming right at me here in Phoenix. This is going to be the battleground. It's going to be Buyer Hunt versus Zillow. They're coming in with instant offers where they're trying to get sellers to go to Zillow, put in the fact that they're selling so they can sell those leads off too.
Wow.
And if they do that, if they capture the seller market, if they take that away from the real estate industry, guess what? Game over. Zillow will be the Amazon of real estate, and realtors will simply be on their shelf.
So, real estate agents out there, obviously this is something that you can rally behind because you're on the side of that. And, you know, I can't imagine, Greg, using two, you know, words, Zillow versus Maverick. I don't know. I'm going to go with the Maverick on this one.
I'm going to go with the Maverick.
All right, you got my guys.
believe me, going at that.
This is like a $9 billion corporation, so we need all the help we can get, all the support, all the encouragement.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I want everybody that's listening to this to know that not only did Greg come up with the idea and create the team, create the technology, roll it out, make it available, Greg is also in it. So rest assured, he understands and knows the litigation properties and potholes and black holes that sits in the background. So you come from an extremely strong position, Greg. And I think it's really important that everybody out there, especially the realtors, understand that you have the horsepower and it really is a maverick stance. And
absolutely,
just, you know, dive into this because it's spectacular concept.
Well, I'll tell you, we have the horsepower, we have the technology. This is something as a profession that can blow Zillow out. And by the way, the cost of this, there's no cost to buyers, the cost to realtors, because realtors are able to upload these homes, these properties right from the home. The cost to realtors is $35 a month, nothing.
Wow.
The cost of like a sign to have all this technology. And the bottom line is my goal is to get, there's 1.3 million realtors in the next 24 months. I'm going to get 1 million realtors on this paying a paltry $35 a month. That's $35 million a month. We're going to be doing national advertising, letting buyers know, home buyers all over the country, that they have this huge advantage. They can get a 2 to 3 day jump on everybody else if they download this app, connect directly with realtors in the home. And bottom line is we're going to take our buyers back and we're going to take back control of our industry. And at $35 million a month put into national marketing, we can make every buyer in America aware of the advantage they'll have when they deal directly with a realtor as opposed to going to Zillow. Bottom line is, if they use our app, if they use Buyer Hunt, they're going to see the freshest homes. If they go to Zillow, they're going to see the rest of the homes, the leftover of the homes.
I love this. We're gonna help you kick Zillow's ass. I'm just going to say it.
Thank you.
We're going to help you do it.
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. And, you know, Greg, and, you know, I've known you for a while now. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate about you so much is that you give value. And, you know, for $35 a month and getting all of this for a real estate agent, I mean, that is a ton of value, especially for what it can do. So, you know, I've got to give my hats off. I won't because my hair is really messy right now, but you are amazing. I got a little bit. What are you talking about?
You got a little bit up there. I'm not far behind you. I get it.
Hey, listen, it's all good. It's all good. Hey, Greg, we only wanted to poke in and see what you're up to. And, you know, obviously something amazing. And you're, you know, an inspiration, I think, to everybody that, you know, you can sit on your hands, you can just complain, or you can go out. And a good friend of mine posted something, and I'm going to find it really quickly because I posted it today for our private group and our Mavericks Mastermind, which, again, we're Mavericks, and Greg inspired that. But one of the things I absolutely love about you know, this one is that, you know, there's a lot of critics out there and it's a huge lineup. Then there's a lot of talkers and it's a bit of a shorter lineup. And then there's a doer and that lineup is not very big at all. And
no, it's not.
That you are absolutely a doer. You got off your hands. You did something about it. You helped a bunch of people. You rallied. And I can only give you, again, a ton of appreciation for that, because I do know a lot of realtors and their livelihood stands on that. So, hey, listen, kudos to that. But before we go, these shows go fast, especially bringing back, and we wanted to respect your time. Leave everyone with a bold move that if, you know, they're faced with a situation, maybe a different industry or something completely different and could be even personal. What is a bold move that you would share with them today that they can absolutely do that will change things and change the trajectory of, you know, what they're trying to achieve in their life?
Yeah, I'll be glad to share something. And so I don't know if you ever see the movie The Edge with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin, by chance?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So in that movie, what you have is Anthony Hopkins is a billionaire. Alec Baldwin is a photographer. Then there's the photographer's assistant. They fly to this remote Alaskan wilderness lodge. Then they decide to fly a small plane, a little float plane, out from the lodge about 90 miles out because they want to take the photograph of an Indian bear hunter. Well, on the way, as you recall, they're in the float plane, and there's Alec Baldwin, Anthony Hopkins again being the billionaire, and then there's a couple other pilot and one other person, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, these birds come flying out and break into the plane, break the windshield, and the plane crashes into a remote Alaskan lake. Well, the pilot is killed. Anthony Hopkins, Alec Baldwin, and his assistant, photographer's assistant, they scramble to shore. They're alive, but they're freezing cold. It's the middle of Alaska, freezing cold. They have no food, no nothing. And so if that isn't bad enough, they finally able to get some matches lit and get warmed up a little bit, and they're trying to figure out what to do. They're not on GPS. And then over the next day or so, as they're trying to hike out, they start getting stalked by a man-eating bear. And, I mean, it's pretty good because this bear is after them in a variety of creative ways. And about the day two or day three in, as you'll recall, Alec Baldwin, the photographer, gives up. He lays down on the ground and he says to Anthony Hopkins, "This is it. I'm done. I give up." And Hopkins says to him, you know, because Alec Baldwin just has acclimated himself, the bear is going to get me, I'm going to get eaten. Hopkins says to him, "No, that's not going to happen." And he starts saying, "What one man can do, another can do. We're going to kill the bear." He says, "Say it after me." Alec Baldwin won't. He says, no, get out of my face. I'm cold, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I'm done." Hopkins says, "No, you're not going to give up. What one man can do, another can do. We're going to kill the bear." So finally, he gets Baldwin going back and forth with him. And you remember that scene in the movie? It's a powerful
Absolutely.
Scene.
Mm-hmm.
What one man can do, another can do. We're going to kill the bear. And they ended up by looking in the camera and saying, "What one man can do, another can do. We're going to kill the damn bear." Now, not going to tell you what happened to any of your listeners. They haven't seen the movie. But they changed their mindset from a mindset of being downtrodden and giving up to a mindset of triumph. And the biggest takeaway, though, in my view, isn't that. The biggest takeaway is having to do with fear. How many people in their life don't achieve the goals, don't do what they should be doing, what they want to be doing, because they have fear? The thing that keeps people from being a maverick, because a maverick is simply taking traditions against position, seeing what could be done better and going out and doing it. A lot of people have those visions, but they're afraid to do it because they're afraid of embarrassment. They're afraid of failure. They're afraid of rejection. They're afraid maybe of losing money. Bottom line is, think to that movie. What they did is, that is the definition of how to overcome fear. You see, fear is simply your mind fast-forwarding to whatever you are afraid of, and you see things turn to crap. You see yourself out there in the wilderness with the bear. You see the bear eating you instead of you figuring out a way to eat the bear. You see yourself getting up on a stage, and you see the whole audience just sitting there not liking what you're saying, as opposed to visualizing yourself getting up on the stage and everybody being totally entranced with every word you say. And so the big takeaway to me in that movie is to reprogram your mind. What they did is they reprogrammed their mind from a mindset of the bear was going to get them, to to a mindset of they were going to find a way to get the bear. They visualized getting that bear, and that's how they overcame fear. And so the bold move to me, the bold move to me for your listeners is to never let fear get in the way. Fear is just a mental bruise. Most of the things we're afraid of are just a little rejection, a little failure, a little embarrassment, somebody saying no. If you really want to be a maverick, if you care about being maverick, if you want to make a bold move, you will take that thing in your life, that thing in your life that you want to do so much, but you're not doing it because you're afraid to do it, and you will visualize yourself being successful at doing it, and you will start taking action today.
Awesome. Boom! Drop the mic, because that was awesome and really appreciated. Now, you know, to our audience, this is why we love Greg, and he's done so much for us to barrel through the fears that, you know, we had and, you know, building this show, and he stuck by us, he encouraged us, and you know, he's always been there to reach out. We appreciate you, Greg. This is going to be featured on C-Suite Radio. We're going to call out our channels, iTunes, Podomatic, Google Play, Stitcher. You can find us. To our audience, we love you guys. This is what makes our show. We love guests like Greg coming on and doing what he just did and with passion. We appreciate you guys for tuning in. And to all the real estate agents out there, this will be posted also on Facebook even before we produce the show on iTunes and all the rest, because we think it's so important for you guys. We want to help you, and we want to help, obviously, Greg get this out there to save your profession and do the things that are important to you and your livelihood. So thank you, Greg, for embracing us today. We always appreciate it.
And I want to thank you guys for carrying this flag. Are you kidding me? Think bold, be bold, become a maverick. You guys are true leaders in the personal development and business development area. My hat's off to you guys. I am proud to be your friend.
Thank you.
Well, we appreciate that, Greg. Right back at you. Thank you for all that you've given us. Thank you for all that you've given your audience, our audience today, all the real estate people in the United States. I think it's going to be a fantastic program that you got going. Come back on, give us updates. We can once again send that out to the masses. Keep us in the loop.
Absolutely.
We'll do it. Thank you, guys.
Greg.
And thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And it wouldn't be a show without me saying, do something nice for someone today.